The Richmonders were in the town of Hinch. That's about 50 miles or so from the hard-hit city of Port-au-Prince. That town, with only minor damage, was being overwhelmed by refugees. The church group immediately began to organize relief efforts.
Read somewhere that there are 900 registered NGOs in Haiti, and everyone from the Red Cross to UNICEF to private groups are trying to provide, you know, food and water and those sorts of bare necessities. If it wasn't for those groups, we wouldn't be able to look at some of the other projects we're working on.
Danny Yates, a William & Mary freshman, is one of the group's leaders.
We feel that since we do already have this personal connection, why not look at other options? And specifically, we're trying to find a home for 2 to 3 Haitian university students who were displaced in the quake and whom we know personally from different visits to Haiti and to Hinch. These students come from the small town of Hinch, but they were in university at Port-au-Prince at the time of the quake, and they just barely escaped with their lives, a few clothes on their back.
Like so many others in Haiti, the education of these students is on hold.
So now they're back in Hinch with their families and just waiting, because most estimates say it'll be years until the university system in Haiti reopens. Basically, our goal is to bring 2 or 3 over just to let them take a year or two of English classes, perhaps a government class, learn a little bit about econ. So then when they return, they would be, you know, instantly recognized as leaders and folks who can work with the NGOs for the more long-term picture.
Yates says the group is increasingly aware of how much work it's going to take to accomplish their goal.
Basically comes down to, in order to have a foreign student come to the U.S. to study, that's to be a decision by a U.S. institution or university. Then at which point these universities, which are already certified to take international students, they're able to admit the student and then submit them as a possible candidate for an F-1 visa from the State Department. In most cases, that runs pretty smoothly. And I just heard that yesterday, Haiti opened up its acceptance for new F-1 visas for the U.S., so it is a possibility.
The immediate need, he says, is to find a school.
We're trying to convince a Virginia higher ed institution who has this capability to take the students. They do have, luckily, they left their passports at home with their families. They have high school diplomas. They have some college records.
How anxious are the Haitian students?
They spent a whole day at the cyber cafe because the computers are so slow and the internet connection is so poor. They tried to scan these, and they said they were in there for about 4 hours, and then the electricity ran out because the gasoline in the generator wasn't enough. So everything they'd worked on that whole day was ruined. But the next day they showed up again, and I mean, that's the kind of dedication and how much they really are looking forward to this opportunity if we can make it happen.
Tonight at the Maggie Walker Governor's School, Yates, who's a graduate, and others are going to talk about their experience and their relief work. It's open to the public.
We'll be presenting about what we saw before, during, and after the earthquake, as well as some of the news we've been hearing from friends over in Haiti in our daily phone calls and emails, some of the pictures we've been receiving, and really where we think Richmonders will have the best opportunity to provide direct relief.
The St. Bridget's Sacred Heart Group has a website, hinchrelief@wordpress.com. John Ogle, WCVE News.